This is After Dark number 4, tape number 1, and this is side 2. We're continuing on with our Lima band scan and a look at some of the radio stations in the Lima metropolitan area. And we find ourselves at 94.3 with WKKI. This station is licensed to Salina, Ohio, and also serves St. Mary's, Ohio, in the Mercer County area. Let's check out what WKKI is doing on this Tuesday morning. And obviously, they're doing birthdays.
39. Some tough ones in there.
Yeah.
Very much so. Anyway, some people weren't familiar with. But, Patty Nixon is 81 years old.
81.
Isn't that amazing?
How old's President Nixon?
Oh, man, he's old. I'm going to tell you, he's old.
Or former President Nixon. I didn't remember to put that former in front of it.
Well, you know, let's see.
Put somebody into cardiac arrest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's old. Anyway, those are the birthdays today. If you're celebrating a birthday today, wish you a happy birthday from all of us here at K94.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, though, let's check in on the news. Find out what's going on. Here's Sherry Hartsock.
All right. Good morning, everybody. 35 degrees outside. Some rain falling at this time. I'm Sherry Hartsock for K94 News. In the news headlines, this 8 o'clock hour, there are 3 dead in Chicago, and more base closure testimony comes today. I'll have the details on those stories and today's K94 Business Minute all coming up in the news. This newscast is brought to you by Layfeld Welding.
Planning a construction job?
4-2. Boston Bruins over the New York Rangers, 3-1. And the Quebec Nordics beat the Toronto Maple Leafs, 4-2. Don't forget, we have basketball for you tomorrow night here on K94. Division 3 Regional semifinal action from the Savage Hall at the University of Toledo. The Coldwater Cavaliers take on Bucyrus Winford. Cavs come into the ballgame at 8-16. Bucyrus Winford, 21-2. And we'll have all of that action. Joe Hurlbert will be joining me for all the play-by-play action tomorrow night here on K94. And then Thursday night, it'll be the St. Mary's Rough Riders, Jeff Janitis, who are 19-5, and they'll take on Bay Village, who are 17-5, the Bay Village Rockets. And we'll have all of that action for you right here on K94. That's Thursday night's action as we head to get closer and closer towards Columbus for the boys' state high school basketball tournament. That's a look at sports. We'll take a look at the weather forecast. That's coming up next, brought to you by Western Temporary.
Looking for a job, or does your company need people? For an appointment today, 394-8444.
From the Lake to Lima, here's the K94 radar weather forecast. Today, a mixture of rain, sleet, and snow, switching over to all rain by noontime. Also, it's going to be breezy all day long, the high in the lower 40s. Tonight, rain likely early on, flurries possible toward daybreak, the low around 20 degrees. For tomorrow, cloudy, 40% chance of flurries in the morning, turning partly sunny in the afternoon. But it's going to be colder. The high will only be in the middle 20s. At 8:16, it's 35 degrees in Ohio City. Coldwater has 34 degrees. We've got cloudy skies, some light rain, 35 degrees here at K94. Bringing you the latest in news and information, I'm Sherry Hartsock.
Past, present, and future's best. WKKI, K94 FM.
Sound Mr. Joe Cocker, and now that the magic is gone here on the morning show at K94, 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, time now to play sports trivia. It's brought to us by Himmelgarn & Sons.
Himmelgarn & Sons in downtown Philothea. Himmelgarn & Sons in downtown Philothea. The egg people.
Alrighty, time to play sports trivia. If you've won in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to win this morning. The numbers to call are 586-7715, 645-4193. We'll take the ninth caller with the correct answer. You must be 18 years old or older to play sports trivia. Here is our question this morning. I want to know what player had the lowest batting average of the regular players in the American League in 1991. Once again, what player had the lowest batting average of the regular players in the American League in 1991. The numbers to call are 586-7715, 645-4193. I'll be back with the answer in just a little bit here on the morning show at K94. The first 90 people will go. Call 394-2448 and let Buckeye Charter Service do the driving to this week's St. Mary's game. All righty, we're back on our sports trivia this morning. And the question was, what player had the lowest batting average of regular players in the American League in 1991? The correct answer was Rob Deere of the Detroit Tigers. He batted 179 for the season, and he was a regular player that played every day, but only batted 179. That was the lowest in 1991. We want to thank Rankin's at 105 South Main Street in Salina, where you can enjoy easy shopping for the entire family. Gift ideas for every occasion. That's what you'll find at Rankin's at 105 South Main Street in Salina. Remember, all first-time winners receive a sports trivia hat courtesy of Rankin's at K94. Second-time winners receive a sports trivia shirt courtesy of Rankin's at K94. That's Rankin's at 105 South Main Street in Salina. And we want to thank our friends at McDonald's Restaurants. Hold the Big Mac at Salina, St. Mary's, Wapakoneta. You stop by breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's McDonald's Restaurants. Just look for the Golden Arches, and that's where you'll find the home of the Big Mac. In Salina, St. Mary's, Wapakoneta, it's McDonald's Restaurants.
What radio should be and is K94 FM.
And that's what radio is supposed to be? Okay, anyways, let's move up the dial to 94.9. This is WONB, which is from the campus of Ohio Northern University in Ada, Ohio.
Brazilian singer-songwriter Dori Caymmi from GRP Recording, right here on 94.9. We also heard from Steps Ahead, Patty Dunham, Keiko Matsui, Ann Reed, and one of the songs from Yanni from a few years ago, and Greek musician. You know, we're probably one of the most worldly radio stations around this area, because we had Yanni, who's Greek, Dori Caymmi, who's Brazilian, and gosh, just goes on and on. The National Shakespeare Company will present The Comedy of Errors on the 20th of March. The performance, which begins at 8:15, will be held in the Freed Center for the Performing Arts here at ONU. The Comedy of Errors is a comedy of mischance and mistaken identity, and Shakespeare exploits the situation in a dizzying series of farce maneuvers. Under the succession of improbable action runs the theme of loss and recovery, and ultimately a happy ending. Tickets are $8 for adults, $4 for non-ONU students. To purchase your tickets, call the Freed Center box office, 772-1900. And a double-header donkey basketball extravaganza will be held at the Allen East High School gym Wednesday. That's today, March 17th. Starting time is tonight, 7:30, and the riders will all be local folks. Real live donkeys, specially selected for donkey basketball, will be used for the show presented by the Lafayette Community Christmas Group. You'll even get to see Honeypot, the world-famous 400-pound comedy donkey. For more information about this fun event, please give us a call here at WONB at 772-1194. And news is next on 94.9 WONB, right here in Ada, Ohio.
Good morning. It's 30 degrees this morning at 7:30. I'm Holly Hansen at WONB 94.9. It looks like Defense Secretary Les Askin will be getting a pacemaker sooner than he planned, perhaps as soon as today. The Pentagon says that following Askin's admission to a Washington hospital yesterday for a bronchial condition, doctors decided it would be a good time to outfit him with a pacemaker to help his heart condition. There are several reports floating today about recommendations being worked on by President Clinton's health care task force. The Washington Post says healthcare industry representatives are being told that short-term price controls will be needed to limit health spending. And the Los Angeles Times says there are plans to tax workers for health benefits exceeding a yet-to-be-determined level. And in your West Central Ohio forecast for today, flurries likely this morning, turning partly sunny this afternoon, high around 30. Chance of snow is 60%. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, record low around 5 degrees. And for Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 30. And that's the latest from West Central Ohio's most comprehensive news source. I'm Holly Hansen at 94.9 WONB.
Oh, gosh, one utterly?
Pretty bad.
Somebody has this strange warped sense of humor over the Associated Press to write stories like that.
Yeah, well, something
And happens. You're kind of warped also to find them and use them.
Oh, we have to wake people up
on Monday when you were doing the news. You had diaper stories, I think.
Yeah, diaper story and some person being born in the middle of a blizzard.
Yeah. You're warped, Holly.
Something's got to keep us alive this early in the morning.
I know. Well, you have a happy St. Patrick.
You too.
St. Patrick? I've been around you too long. No, St. Patrick's Day, and go make sure you get that green on today. Otherwise,
I'm on my way.
Otherwise, something will happen to you.
Okay.
The group is called Mood Swings, and the radio station is called WONB, 94.9 on your FM dial in West Central Ohio. 13 minutes before the morning hour of 8 o'clock, 31 degrees here on the campus of Ohio Northern University with snow all over the ground. It seems to me that it's taking a little longer this year to have spring start. I'm ready for it. Are you? And talking about St. Patrick's Day this morning and the wearing of the green, I would like to see a little bit of green start coming up on the ground. I want to see those buds start blooming on the trees. Let's put our mind together and support this cause. Weather for today, flurries likely through the morning. Turning partly sunny this afternoon. Highs today around 30. And tonight mostly clear, cold. Could be a record low around 5 degrees in West Central Ohio. That's the latest from your friends here, where we're first on your dial in Hardin County, WONB.
We'll leave that FM smoothie to his business and move up the dial. This time we're going up to 96.7, and yes, I am missing a station at 95.3, which is WKTN in Kenton. However, we're unable to pick them up because of a 97.7, which is a quarter mile away from our facility here, and also because WFRY on 93.1 puts in a hellacious spur right on that frequency for some reason. So we're unable to give you Kenton, Ohio. It's a shame because the station has a good jingle package and sounds rather good. Here we are at 96.7, and we find another station from the Salina St. Mary's area. This is WCSM.
New music, Madonna, for you this morning. Bad girl. Go to your room type of a thing. We have 16 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock on a terrific Thursday out there. Boy, it looks nice. But it is cold. Clear skies, sun. That's always good news. But temperature-wise, 14 degrees right now. Wind chill factor about a plus 6. Winds out of the east, so get prepared for that. It is on the chilly side this morning. Bundle up. Hungry? Well, how about a $15 box of Wheaties? That's what you'll pay for a picture of Larry Bird on a box of Wheaties in Terre Haute, Indiana. Otherwise, you can't find them. Boston, I think, is the closest area. Seems a sporting goods dealer went over to Boston and bought up a couple of cases of Wheaties, now selling them for $15 a box. Happy birthday to the Pillsbury Doughboy. He was born in this date in 1961, 32-year-old Doe. I don't know. Can't taste that good to me.
If you're in the market for a garage, barn, or building this year,
put it in the Rockford section of your area phone book.
14 minutes before 8 o'clock, we have 15 degrees right now, warming up nicely. Mostly sunny today, a high of 30. Clear again tonight, a low of 15. Sunny skies are taken over tomorrow by some increasing cloudiness. Light snow late in the day is possible. Then they say sleet and or rain scheduled for Saturday. Well, did you spot any leprechauns yesterday? I thought I saw one, yeah. Well, it turned out to be Jim Hyatt. Trying to dig out of a snowdrift. He'd been celebrating, I think. The whites of his eyes were actually green.
You've dreamed about it. Now you're going one-on-one with Michael Jordan.
A heart attack, and I know others will, too.
Speaking of hitting the hoop, somebody did last night. That's right. The Coldwater Cavaliers continue on the tournament trail, defeating Winford Royals 61-42. The Cavs now 9-16 on the season, but, hey, the old season doesn't count. They go on winning. Congratulations to the boys Cavaliers basketball team. Tonight it will be the St. Mary's Rough Riders as they take on the Rockets of Bay Village at Toledo, 6:30, earlier game time. We'll be there, of course, broadcasting live. Our coverage being brought to you in part by Huffy Bicycles, Paris Cleaners, Lucky Steer, and Ace Hardware, to name just a few.
need a new electric water heater?
Or 6500. That's 394-6500.
Approaching 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, a chilly 15 degrees. Let's head to Agri Information for you this hour. Provico of Moulton closed yesterday with shelled corn $2.09, oats $1.72, wheat was at $3.02, and beans at $5.72. Fort Recovery Equity in their St. Anthony branch reported shelled corn $2.12. They had air corn at $2.07, oats $1.55, wheat at $3.22, and beans at $5.67. Auglaize Farmers Co-op reported shelled corn $2.10. They had oats at $1.65, wheat at $3.19, beans $5.78. Hemelgarn and Sons, those egg prices continue to climb. Jumbo grade eggs, 61 cents. Large grade at 59. Mediums at 51 cents. Smalls at 37. And C-checks at a nickel. Ed Johnson is next.
Hey, where are you going?
Lake Distributing.
May want to look at this. 298 and 3 quarters. Soybeans, 577, 3 quarters. New crop, 587 and a quarter. And I'll be back in 60 seconds.
Thank you, Ed Johnson, for your updated report. 3 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, time for that in-depth look at our exclusive radar weather watch being brought to you by Fowler's Magnet.
Good morning. It's frigid again, especially for this late in the season. Temperatures around 34, and then light snow develops Friday night, probably changing to sleet and rain by Saturday morning. For WCSM, I'm meteorologist Ben Galber.
Under clear skies, 15 degrees, winds from the east at 5 to 10, barometric pressure 30.60 inches.
Hi, this is your favorite prisoner, Jim the Riot Hyde, along with trusty police officer, Jivin' Josh Wibbler.
Speed it up, pal!
Join me, broadcasting live Friday for Muscular Dystrophy. It's the MDA Jail Unveil at 1 o'clock on Friday. I'll be calling friends, relatives, and businesses for pledges to bail me out of jail. Plus live reports from jail on WCSM. It's all being brought to you by Rhino's Auto Sales
and Northwest Telephone Systems. That's MDA Jail and Bail and Jim the Riot Hyatt. This Friday at 1 o'clock on the station that bails you out, WCSM.
You're in tune with WCSM, AM and FM. Salina, St. Mary's, it's 8 o'clock.
NSE Radio Network News. I'm Phil Cummings.
Now let's hear that Texas station on 97.7 that gives me all the fits. It's WTGN at 97.7. The other recordings were made in the month of March. Let's move up to April and hear WTGN, Lima's Christian station.
This has been WTGN Update with station manager Scott Young. When writing, address WTGN, 1600 Elida Road, Lima, Ohio, 45805.
Breakpoint also heard at about 20 minutes until 6 every morning, Monday through Friday, here on WTGN. The forecast for the Lima area becoming cloudy today. A chance for snow by late afternoon, but little or no accumulation. High temperature in the lower 30s. Snow likely tonight, low around 30. And a mixture of rain, sleet, and snow likely tomorrow, the high around 40 degrees. Barometer reading 30.53, that's falling. Winds between 10 and 15 miles per hour now from the east-southeast. Relative humidity at 59%. It's 22 degrees here at WTGN. And the music continues on Rise and Shine at 7:19. A classic from Don Francisco. He's Alive.
The gates and doors were barred.
He's Alive. That's from Don Francisco at 24 minutes past 7. As the music continues on Rise and Shine, this is from Heirloom, a song entitled In My Heart. Good to have you along this morning as we start moving toward the weekend on this Friday edition of Rise and Shine.
USA Radio Network Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. One major upset already in at the NCAA.
Boston, Patrick Frost, USA Radio Network Sports. Lord of Glory, that's
That's Connie Scott. We want to remind you again to get your tickets for the WTGN. Well, actually, this is the Steve Green concert coming up Thursday, April 15th at 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Civic and Convention Center here in Lima. You got to get your tickets here at WTGN on a reserve basis, so do call us here. And the seats are filling up, so you need to be getting over here and or calling us and getting your seats reserved for the Steve Green concert. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a good evening, and we hope to see you there. 25 degrees here at WTGN. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for snow by late afternoon, but little or no accumulation. High in the lower 30s. Right now it's 25 degrees. Here's Walt Mills. I've got a feeling.
Well, I've got a feeling.
Of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Exalting Jesus Christ in music and message, this is WTGN Lima.
Good morning. It's 25 sunny degrees at 8 o'clock.
USA Radio Network News. Good morning. This is Bob.
Now let's move up the dial to 100.5 to the station in Hancock County. This station was a country station with the call sign of WHMQ. They're now a rock format, and they are.
Here's the soap. You're listening to Finley's Hit FM 100.5 WKXA. Our eyes are everywhere. Yeah, it will be sunny and warm today. 85 degrees for a high. 58 now on the shores of Lake Cascades. WKXA Sports, among other things, coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
We need to lay in each other's arms. No way you tell me no. You better believe I can't wait.
Wake up crew time is 7:31. It's 29 minutes before 8 o'clock. Sunshine and 85 degrees today. Love it. Happy birthday. I got a couple late birthdays in this morning. Happy birthday to Mandy McLaughlin. Mandy is 17. And a young man named Kevin Kapanka. I like that, Kapanka. Kevin is 8 years old, a second grader at Kenton Elementary School. That's for mom and dad and your sisters. Happy birthday, Kev. Chris Miller coming up next with sports. Captain Ted straight ahead. Carol and Chase will be in with news. And a lot more coming up here with the Wake Up Crew on WKXA. Duran Duran, a little more wrinkled.
What do you mean by that?
Older and wiser.
Oh, okay.
Remember Hungry Like the Wolf?
Oh, yes.
Hungry Like the Wolf. 7:48 now, 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is the WKXA Wake Up Crew. No, it's not. Sunshine and warmth today. The high will be in the neighborhood of 85 degrees. What do you got, a feather duster?
Feather duster. Somebody left it here. I thought I'd dust off your bald head.
Now, my head is not bald anymore. I got lots of hair.
Oh,
up
you got
there.
About a quarter of an inch, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm impressed.
Captain Ted is in the air. We'll check in with him in just a moment. What?
Oh, no.
I got a very important. You wouldn't believe I got what? A call. There's a call on hold from the White House from Mr. Stephen Biden. And
who?
From Stephen Fadel and
Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, Mr. Stephen Hovenholzen.
Transfer
Stephen
it.
Stephen Havenhoven. I'll tell him to call back on my day off.
Oh, no. I can't believe he put the White House on hold.
We just lost Stephanopoulos, and he was probably calling, I would imagine, to tell us about Bill Clinton's new proposal.
They were married and in love. Then came the indecent proposal.
Members of Congress, this is my proposal. If you will pass my jobs and health care bills, I will give you my wife, Hillary, for one night.
No.
And if you don't pass them, I will give you Hillary for two nights.
Indecent proposal. It's coming soon.
I'm Carolyn Chase with WKXA News.
Well, President while I'm Clinton yucking it up over that last joke, let's move up the dial to 102.1 to Lima's country station, WIMT. This station is the sister station to WIMA 1150. And give a listen to the jock that's running the station and see if you notice him from a prior air check that we've got on this tape.
American Country T-102, Mike Reed at 128. Wednesday's the big night as we start off our Country Star Playoffs here on T-102. And we'll get started 7:30 Wednesday night, Holodome at the Holiday Inn. Why don't you stop by and say hi and join us and check out the contestants. Carol McKean of Lipsick, Rebecca Kimmel of Herod, Mickey Kissling of Lima, Annette McLeod of Lima, and more. They're going to be trying to win the first playoff. That way they can go on to Square Fair at our finals and have a shot at the $10,000 recording package that's up for grabs. That's coming up in August. But what about you? Hey, we can fix you up, too. We got a Christmas shopping venture provided by Uniglobe Professional Travel in Sydney to Chicago. And to win this, all you need to do is sign up at any of the Country Star Playoffs. Better yet, sign up at all of them. That's right. We're going to give this one away at Square Fair. Well, and I know you'll want to be at the finals at Square Fair to see who the big winner is going to be. Maybe you. Make your plans. Join us. That's this coming Wednesday night at the Holiday Inn for our Country Star Playoffs number one from Budweiser and American Country T-102.
It is unbelievable.
At your nearest Dodge dealer.
It's John Michael Montgomery on American Country T-102. American Country T-102. Ronnie Millsap, hey. 139. Good afternoon. Well, gang, more Easy Street qualifying coming up. And also, we'll check your Skywatch forecast in just a few. We'll tell you this much, though. Things are looking good right now. We're almost at the big 9-0 mark. It won't last long, so enjoy it.
At Gray's Orange Barn in New Hampshire.
19 years and still country. Here's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on T-102. On American Country, T-102, 148, more qualifying on T-102's Easy Street coming up in the next few minutes. So if you have signed up, stand by that telephone. We could be calling you. Let's pick a city right now, and let's pick a place, see what we got. Whoa, we're going to be calling St. Mary's in just a few minutes. Now, if you're not signed up yet for Easy Street, how can we call you if we don't get your number? Stop over at McQuick's Oil Change on Bell Fountain Avenue and at the corner of Cable and Elida Roads to get yourself registered. Or if you're at the Lima Mall, Diet Pepsi Frequent Shopper Booths, the place to sign up. Eagle Auction on North Jefferson and Lima, you can sign up there, too. It's Easy Street. We're talking free money here this coming Friday with Steve Lewis. Four checks for $102 each, and they could all go to you, provided you call us back within 5 minutes at 224-T102. So get yourself signed up for Easy Street on American Country, T-102. And we'll take a look at that Skywatch Workday forecast, and a beautiful one it is.
Today, Fenway Ford Lincoln Mercury is putting on...
Care, total automotive service you can trust every time. American Country. T-102, it's 151. Tomorrow night, the big doings, huh? Academy of Country Music Awards out tomorrow night from Los Angeles. They know all about country music there in Los Angeles, don't they? Yeah, I was looking over the nominees. Garth Brooks up for Entertainer of the Year, along with Billy Ray, Alan Jackson, Reba McEntire, and Travis Tritt. Are we allowed to vote on these? I'll take Garth there. Let's see, Male Vocalist of the Year. I think Vince Gill will probably take that. Female Vocalist, I like Lori Morgan here. Okay, and let's see, Group of the Year. Alabama should walk away with, however, don't rule out Diamond Reel or Sawyer Brown. Duet, let's see, hands down for Brooks and Dunn. That should be it. New Male Vocalist, Billy Ray Cyrus, Tracy Lawrence, and Colin Ray. I'd like to see Billy Ray get it. I don't think he will. Because these people, I don't know. You know how they vote for this stuff. It's just like the Academy Awards and everything else, right? Yeah, they'll tell you. It's up for grabs. We'll find out. I'll watch that. We'll talk about it more tomorrow because that's when it's going to be. Anyway, Skywatch Weather is brought to you by our friends at Liberty Savings Bank, Market and Metcalf, right here in Lima.
This dream brought to you by the Liberty Savings Bank.
Equal housing lender.
On American Country, C-102. Our in-studio color radar is looking fine right now. Today's one of those warm, sunny, humid days with the highs in the upper 80s. I imagine it's keeping the folks over at Shawnee Pools real busy on a day like this. I'll look for tonight, partly cloudy, low 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm, humid with afternoon showers or thunder showers. Look for a high near 80. All in all, though, we're looking pretty good with radar all clear. We've got 87 degrees in Rockford, 87 Waynesfield, 88 degrees in clear countries. We crack open six in a row here on American Country, T-102 and Alan Jackson.
And our trek up the dial gets us to 104.9 on the dial, and that is WLSR, Light Rock 105 in Lima. That is the sister station of WCIT 940.
Variable cloudiness with scattered showers in the morning, but clearing in the afternoon at a high of 64. This is meteorologist Dick Gamps.
At 7:58, it's 69 degrees in Lima under a partly cloudy sky. I'm Ann Nashif, and now you're up to date with the new mix, 104.9.
Wake up, get up, get moving. Famous, famous.
Just a little fast, Dave. You're making 803 with Famous and Friends on the Real Variety Station. Mix 104.9 FM with more music, more variety.
Mix 104.9.
The new mix 104.9. Good morning. 807, the time, 7 minutes after 8. Restless Heart featuring Warren Hill. This is Tell Me What You Dream.
All of life.
The new mix, 104.9. Restless Heart featuring Warren Hill. That's Tell Me What You Dream. Good morning, 8:11. We're 11 minutes past 8. And I know many of the offices already opened up for business, and our people are here. It's just that our phone system is out. Our office phone system. Our studio lines are somehow weathered this power surge that we got last night. We apologize for the inconvenience, but those of you that are trying to call in the business lines at 228-9248, it's just no doubt ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing on your end. And your call is unbeknownst to us because we can't access the lines. We can't see anything ringing. The entire system was wiped out last night sometime near 12:30. So that is our situation. We've got crews that are apparently en route as we speak, or at least we hope they're en route. And we hope to have it all corrected very, very soon. And we do apologize for the inconvenience. But as we said, the studio lines work just fine. And Brett Pettiford is lined up and ready to go here from the spa and hot tub outlet. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Famous.
This guy's blowing more pools out in a week than you can imagine.
Oh, I tell you what, this has been a busy, busy time.
227 spas, 227-7727.
Right
there. That's the way it works, Brett Pettiford, spa and hot tub outlet. Brett, have a great day.
You too, Famous.
See you soon. Bye. Bye-bye.
Every day from 11:52 to 12:01.
331-0606.
Oh, shoot. You gotta see this office staff around here right now. They're climbing on ladders, pulling on wires, checking fuses, and we hope not creating more damage to an already bankrupt phone system. In any event, we are working on the problem, and hopefully we'll have that thing solved. We do remind you that those of you that are trying to call on the business lines this morning, as you are prone to do, at 228-9248, the phone is just going to ring and ring and ring on your end, and we will have no knowledge of your call because we can't access lines. You can't see the phones ring, and so on. However, our studio lines do function. And if you need to get a hold of anybody in the office, be it a sales representative
or somebody in the office or somebody in the news department, you can always call us on the studio line. We'll make arrangements to get phone service and get back to you. Our number in the studio is 229-1049. 229-1049. Now, here's the accurate four-day forecast from Lima's New Mix, 104.9. Partly sunny for the morning. We do have a chance of a widely scattered shower or thunderstorm by late this afternoon, high of 77. Fair and a lot cooler overnight tonight. The overnight low bottoms out at 44. Thursday, it'll be partly sunny and cooler overall with a high of 62. Friday, scattered showers and thundershowers and a high of 72. And Saturday, scattered morning showers becoming partly sunny by afternoon and a high of 64. Right now, 68.
Well, Famous, we hope that you get your telephone system working at WLSR, and we also hope that you can find that cart that says Legal ID. Remember? WLSR Lima at the top of the hour? Okay. Let's move up to Putnam County's big FM station, which is WQTL in Ottawa, Ohio, at 106.3.
If you get a big enough one, just sit in here. Sometimes I think we might want to put you in the station microwave. See how it operates.
I'm not sure you were talking about the microwave.
Kelton, sit down. Where did we get this guy?
You brought him
School's
in.
School's broke. Well, try the microwave. That'll fix everything.
728.
Fixed the neighbor's cat last week.
On this Tuesday morning, showers likely for all of northwest Ohio at 8 time high in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies and a chance of rain and overnight low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, ditto showers and at 8 time high in the lower 60s. 58 right now at the station declaring war on boring radio. And with this look at local headlines, I'm Jim Heller on the all-new Classic Hits 106. Lima City Council has begun the process of creating a special economic development fund for future expansion. Details of the fund must be approved by the state, and they have not been released as of now, but Lima City Council President Keith Cunningham says the monies, if and when made available, will help the Central Point Industrial Park accommodate more business looking to come to Lima. Prince of Wales Conference Finals between the New York Islanders and the Montreal Canadiens with the Habs up 1-0. And that is a brief look at WQTL Sports at this hour, a service of Advanced Copy Products in Lima and Bob's Floor Covering in downtown Finley.
It's 106 Northwest Ohio weather.
Showers on the way this morning at 8 time high in the lower 60s. Tonight mostly cloudy and again a chance of the wet stuff. An overnight low in the mid-40s. 58 at the station declaring war on boring radio.
The all-new Classic Hits 106.
Good morning, listeners. Your mission improbable, should you choose to accept it, is to, well, get into our Name That Tune contest. It's Kelton's Corner again. And last hour, the theme was cowbells.
And it's still cowbells.
It's still cowbells. We're going to ask you to call in our new request line number, since we don't have our 800 number this morning. Hopefully, we'll get that back tomorrow. But your mission is to name the song and name the group. Now, you're saying this is a direct ripoff?
Direct inspiration from
the previous hour.
Honky Tonk Women, yes.
All right. So there's another group that used cowbells to start their song off, and you're saying it's very close to the Honky Tonk Woman songs.
Spot the similarities, yes.
All right, we'll find out. We're going to play it for you right now. Here goes. Well, that's not similar.
Oh, very. I think it's very
not.
Similar.
Where is it? Is it over there?
What, this?
Yeah. No, the other one.
No, it's right there.
The Rolling Stones.
Number 7.
Yeah, we're going to play that for you. Come on, that's not the same thing. By the way, 5233991, if you identify that song and that artist, the first one was a lot tougher, or the first one was a little easier. This is the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Woman. Now tell me that these two are identical.
Not identical.
Okay, well, you're saying they ripped it off from it. This is no rip-off. They're just using a cowbell.
Less music, more cowbells. That's 106.3. Let's move up the dial to 107.1 and WDOH in Delphus, Ohio, 8 miles to the west of Lima.
We salute homecoming queen Jessica Coleman, homecoming king Kurt Tegenkamp, for the rest of the graduates of 93 at Continental High School, our school of the day today. To news and sports time now with Alabama. Here's the closer you get. from winning 107 WDOH Delphus on a Thursday.
The closer you get, the further I fall.
This is news from the new winning 107 WDOH Delphus. Good morning. I'm Bob Ulm reporting here on this Thursday morning for the Commercial Bank of Delphus, Elida, and Gomer. Two men and two women, all from Fort Wayne, are expected to be arraigned in Lima Municipal Court this afternoon, charged with a theft of property from two Lima Mall businesses last night. A clerk was reportedly struck before the suspects fled from the mall in a car.
Bank has service for everything you do.
Just ahead on this Continental High School Day, winning 107 Sports with Dave Roach. But first, here is the forecast. Partly sunny and cool today with a high in the lower 60s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour today. Tonight mostly clear with an overnight low of 40 on light southwest winds. Partly cloudy tomorrow. A chance of showers in the afternoon. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s on Friday. Chance of precipitation 20% for today. Up to 40% in the area for tomorrow. Right now it's 42 at winning 107. This news brought to you by the Commercial Bank of Delphus, Elida, and Gomer. I'm Bob Ulm reporting.
The graduates of 1993 at Continental High School face a challenging, difficult, but exciting world as they leave high school behind. Here's hoping that you'll enjoy prosperity, longevity, and happiness with whatever profession you pursue in the years to come. DuPont Service Company, located in DuPont. For auto and truck repair, it's the DuPont Service Company.
Stop in Audeville Pharmacy and check out Bose. For one-stop gift shopping, shop Audeville Pharmacy.
And good morning. It's time now for another look at sports being brought to you by Schmidt-Massa Insurance, located at 126 South Main Street right here in Delphus. Well, in baseball news, two of the American League's best pitchers faced each other last night while he was in Denver. And that's a look at sports here on the Alarm Clock Show this Thursday morning. It's been brought to you by Schmidt-Massa Insurance, located at 126 South Main Street right here in Delphus.
Our next look at all the sports you need to know will be our last Alarm Clock Show check on this Thursday morning. It will be coming your way about 50 minutes from right now at 8:35 this morning. 7:44 is our time. All day today here at WDOH, we're saluting the graduating seniors from Continental High School. They are 57 in number. They'll be receiving their diplomas coming up during commencement exercises on Sunday afternoon of this week. Included within that number, Class President Corey Combs, the Vice President at Continental, Shonda Verhoff, the Secretary is Christy Winkle, the Treasurer is Andy Bachrath, the Student Council President, Jamie Cush. The class colors are black and silver. The class flower is the red rose. The members of the class of 93 at the home of the Pirates in Putnam County, Continental High School, our school of the day today, all day right here at WDOH. It will be a sunny and a chilly day across northwest and west central Ohio. Temperatures starting off from the upper 30s and the lower 40s will top out in the lower 60s later on. Right now in downtown Delphus, we have a temperature reading of 43 degrees with Kathy Matea at winning 107.
Our next and last station on our air check profile is WBUK 107.5 in Fort Shawnee, Ohio, a suburb of Lima. The station is called the Big Buck, and they call the announcers Buckheads, and I guess it's appropriate because they're very embarrassed about where they're located. Listen to the way they bury their IDs at the top of the hour. You'll hear it on the beginning of the song, Love or Let Me Be Lonely. Give a listen very carefully.
It is straight up 9 o'clock. I'm Mark Kelly, and thanks for listening to Lima Land's official station for good times and great oldies. The best and most oldies are on Oldies 107.5.
The Big Buck. Well,
The The best and most oldies are on Oldies 107.5, the Big Buck.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
You know you're gonna shut them down.
Oldies 107.5, the Big Buck. Hey, little Cobra, it is the Ripcords with Mark Elliott at 9:10. Got more good times and great oldies just ahead. Love and Spoonful coming up. Also, Elvis, Frankie Lyman, and the Teenagers, and more here on the Big Buck.
$5 or more and ends on July 15th, 1993.
Good times and great oldies. The Big Buck.
Playing the songs you can sing along to. Oldies 107.5. The Big Buck.
And there you have a sampling of what radio sounds like in Lima, Ohio. All the air checks were recorded in the first part of 1993. Now, you will notice that there is somewhat of a time lag between some of the stations recorded at the beginning of this tape and the stations recorded at the end of the tape. And the reason for that was I recorded approximately a week worth of consecutive air checks, that is, Monday through Friday, each morning show, and then selected what I thought was the best representation of that station during that particular time slot. So basically, I recorded 5 days' worth of material and selected one day out of all those five, which I felt best represented what the station sounded like. And all those air checks, which you just heard, were recorded during morning drive at a time period which I felt most of the audience was listening to. So kind of gives you an idea what the station sounds like and what radio is like in our area. The only change which I think is going to be here in Lima is the station at 106.3, which has gone into receivership. So it's kind of doubtful whether or not it's going to hang around with that particular format, but only time will tell. And that's it for our Market Scope of Lima, Ohio. Be sure to contribute to Phil Wayne's Market Scope. Thanks.